Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 19, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter, August 19, 2020. Humanity has come close to correcting and getting rid of egoism. We will no longer pursue material egoistic values. We will only value the connection between us. No one will harm anyone, just take care of each other. All problems arise only to lead us to mutual guarantee. By doing so, we restore the unity in which we existed before the breakage of the single soul of Adam, and to which we must all consciously return today. Therefore, getting closer is the only cure for the coronavirus. All nature acts according to the law of mutual guarantee, otherwise it cannot exist. This is ensured by natural instinct. But people who are above the inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels are obliged to fulfill the guarantee of their own conscious efforts and mutual help. The crisis has resulted in a slower economy, increased unemployment, lower income, life is shrinking to a sensible size. The new lifestyle will establish a more rational consciousness. We won't recognize ourselves in a year. But it is better to strive for the basics of rational nature on our own. It's a pity that countries do not understand where we're headed, fewer jobs. We should start preparing for half of the working population having to stay home. How and what to do with them. Organize courses to raise the new society, with a diploma and provision of a scholarship. We have found ourselves in a new, fairy tale world of absolute deception, the world of lies. This is how the internet presents the surrounding world to us. Nothing we check can help us find the truth. Our entire egoistic nature has overflown out of us, and filled up virtual space, and there is no room left there for the human being. Any governmental assistance program, financial or otherwise, will only exacerbate the transition toward a new economy and social order. We must retain only the essential jobs and provide all households with income for their essential needs and introduce compulsory education on connection and unity. The lack of jobs, and the mass protests that will follow as a result will lay the foundation for understanding that the process we're undergoing is a natural transition to a new society. This is happening partially in the West, but the stubborn Israelis are, as usual, late to the party. I'm sure of, a stiff-necked people. We'll see the light come winter. In the spiritual, hatred does not cancel love, but elevates it to the next degree. Both hatred and love come from the Creator. And love grows on account of hatred, in two parallel lines. And joy manifests from them both, in the middle line. If we begin to sing in the heart, the world will instantly heal itself of all ailments and problems. Internal, external, psychological. The heart sings, yearning to unite with everyone, so that together we could turn to the Creator to help us, be together, between ourselves and with Him. We had a wonderful Congress. It's clear that our approach allows for unification in these new conditions. Let's keep using it. I am infinitely grateful to each one of the participants. We're going to start planning the next Congress. At a higher level still, ourselves determining its degree. As we draw closer to winter, we're going to start seeing closures and bankruptcies in retail and service industries, as well as other related unnecessary sectors. Gradually, everything should constrict down to just the essentials. As for people and governments, they must accept it as inevitable and assist with these changes. Adhesion is achieved precisely through the unification of plus and minus. You cannot come to adhesion without hatred. What else could serve as the foundation upon which to build unity, if not rejection? What we need is for my thoughts and desires to enter the space between your molecules and weld us together. The virus will not relent. Increasingly greater problems will manifest until mankind realizes that nature is forcing us toward integral behavior, universal unification with rational consumption, Work only to meet necessities while focusing primarily on education and growing the bond between everyone. Only one CLE, 10, was created. The broader circles, the world Kabbalistic group and all humankind, is the same 10, only in higher resolution, allowing for greater detail and intricacies of being in adhesion with the Creator. In the material world, a person can be smart and influential. But in the spiritual world, his connection with the Ten is of much higher importance, and it gives tremendous spiritual fulfillment. The number of different qualities acquired through connection with others determines the capacity of my spiritual vessel, Kli. In the material world, the size of a vessel is measured in quantity, 1 liter, 2, 1,000. The greater the vessel's capacity, the larger it is. In the spiritual world, however, the size of a vessel is determined not by its capacity, but by the quantity of different qualities that determine its resolution, the number of pixels. In our world, ability is determined by one's wealth of knowledge, but in the spiritual world, by the number of parts united together, to the degree that differing opinions unite to achieve a common goal. It is precisely this difference and effort to achieve a common goal that determines the size of a spiritual vessel. The coronavirus is the solution. Unless we begin caring for others instead of ourselves, the virus will keep raging more and more, suffocating us. I must think of how I care for the health of every person, regardless of how distant or near they are. We don't know how to arrange life in these new conditions. The blows haven't even really begun, but we're already in complete disarray, trying to maintain our existence via the old methods, holding out naive hopes that we'll be able to go back to the past. Humanity must understand that there's no going back. I mustn't renounce my opinion because I received it from the Creator. I need only admit that the other, opposite opinion has the right to exist alongside my own. Thanks to us, creating a space not instead of myself but next to myself, in so doing we make the Creator. Nature and the Creator are one and the same. Nature's laws are equal to the Creator's commandments. We exist inside an absolute law, which is called nature. If we abide by it, we feel good. If we don't, we harm ourselves and our environment. We will undoubtedly have to develop toward greater mutual connection. We have received only the first global blow, but it has already demolished the entire foundation upon which our lives over the past several centuries has been built: economy, education, culture. There is no going back to the past. Blows loom ahead. From Twitter, August 19, 2020. New Life 1265. The End of the Capitalistic Era.
Shalom lachem, toda shetem mitzarfim elenu, anachnu kan im hayim hadashim.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining us. We are here in a series of New Life with Dr. Rav Lightman and Nitza Mezoz. We are on program 1396. We would like to discuss a topic that we are already wondering if it will happen. Are we getting closer to the capitalism era? We don't want to talk about what's already too familiar. We'd like to discuss new topics around us. We see that this economic state that we're in, that we've lived with for many years, this capitalistic method is a method that we see in times of crisis is also going through crisis. It starts to raise questions in the world whether we can use capitalism to overcome this crisis of the coronavirus. And if not, what will come in its place? And maybe before we start to clarify where we're going, let's start to understand the benefits of the capitalism. As we've seen, capitalism had a lot of benefits throughout the past. Capitalistic method provided the resources in private hands so that each one can do as they wish. It's a free market with competition, and competition is good and healthy, where everyone benefits from it, and everyone can also profit. So let's see what are the pros of this method, and also see what is starting to crumble in our hands. Dr. Lightman, you'd like me to talk about this? Yes, from your perspective, not from an economist, because economists will give their perspective. We would like to ask you, and this is why we're asking you for your unique perspective, Dr. Lightman. The capitalistic method is very good at bringing us out of the feudal governorship that we had, and to bring us out of those harsh conditions.
It
allowed us to really try and be in competition to be better than others, and it really gave people the ability to use all of their strengths. But after a person developed, we see that this method starts to, we see it declining. Why? Because the general plan of the universe, of society, is to reach this circular nature, that we're all together, we're all supporting each other. That we're all really feeling supported by each other. That our planet is small, and that all of the resources are limited, and we can't use it just the way we want, and we use up all of the resources, and we see, according to all of the numbers, that if we leave it in our egoistic hands, then we are just destructive, and nature really can't stand us. And we see that nature is even fighting us more and more. And that's why we see that the person, the people themselves, see how capitalism allows each one to do as they wish. And we see that we've gone past this. We developed. And we're starting to develop cancerously, that we see that it's not working as it should, where each one can't open their own business, how it's all rigged. And the capitalism that we once had doesn't have much left of it, if anything's even left. And what we've done with money and with society is really not a good development, because it's just developing according to the ego, where we have so many things that really you can see that it's some kind of regime that's eating itself. Money is not money. not in regards to employment, not in terms of the salaries, not in terms of the relations in the families. We've built a sick society. And it's no wonder that we can't continue. And we would continue. Because we have to continue. I would say that from all of the methods, out of all of the methods, capitalism is the most suitable for the human's ego. Even though it's become a mutation that's not quite suitable, but still, somehow, each one can find for themselves some place to develop something. But the problem is that our nature, our human nature is changing. We can see with the next generation that they don't want capitalism anymore. They don't want the competition. They've had enough of it. They really kick at it. They really disregard it. And they don't want it. They want a different life. That's the last generation that's coming now. They want computers. They want to play games. They want to... It's not the same people that were really supporting and holding up capitalism for the last 50-100 years. And that's why, that's what it seems to me. According to the science in nature and in society, we see that our world, whatever it may be, is coming to this circular nature. So what is this circular nature? You described a state that I really identified with it, that this engine that would really move people to succeed, and the new generation, they don't have it. They don't have this engine. It's just not turning on. It doesn't get them to wake up to want to earn and succeed. What is developing in the person, and what does it have to do with being circular, integral? Dr. Lightman, we see that the young generation don't see and they want to be millionaires, billionaires, successful capitalistically. They don't see their profit from that. They don't see their purpose in that. They're looking for something more internal, an internal satisfaction. And it won't help. It's the change in the generation. It's not that they're more or they're less. They're different. They're different. And it's a generation. You can't say that it's a few people. It's a generation. And the generation is really being ruined on our hands. They don't want the same values that we had. That's why it's not... Well, of course it's not immediate. It takes time. We will see. And whatever it may be, the trend is in that direction. Nietzsche, they have a different motivation. Dr. Lightman, yes. Nietzsche, so we don't understand them, and they don't understand us. So there's an inner motivation that doesn't come from capitalism, but it's not clear what does drive their motivation. Dr. Lightman, yeah. Nietzsche, so we see that a capitalistic method is really starting to crumble. This really crony capitalism, that's really... And then we just see the inner drive of the new generation, that they don't even have that at all. So we see on one hand there's this crony capitalism, and on the other hand we see this new generation that has a completely new inner motivation, that they don't really see any benefit in the capitalism. And Dr. Lightman, there's also the nature, that we're destroying nature and it doesn't agree to it. And we really don't know how we're even living on this planet anymore, because nature is really warning us to change. We can see that it's easier see the end of the world rather than end of capitalism, because we don't have in our perception a different method that will be able to replace capitalism. Dr. Lightman, that's true. Nietzsche said that's terrible. On one hand, you see it crumbling in front of your eyes, and you don't know how to gather yourself together to build a new method that will be suitable for the inner motivation for this young generation. And that's a big crisis that's unlike any crisis we've had before. So we could have thought, okay, we'll get over it. There's a feeling that we are really falling apart. Dr. Lightman, yes. So how do you see this transition from one method that's falling apart to a new method that we don't even know how to imagine it? How do you see this transition? And if you can throw us from afar how this new method will look, what will be its foundations? What will be the pillars of this new method? Dr. Lightman. We have no smooth transition. From the beginning of humanity, when we evolved from the monkeys, we really came down from the trees, and we started to develop as human beings, we always developed according to the increasing ego. The ego would grow and grow and grow, and that would push us to change in our family, in society, to nature, in technology, in the economy, and whatnot. Now, like you said, that there's nothing better than capitalism, and we can't imagine a different method. It's all right. Dr. Lightman, right. Because the method will need to be opposite. It won't be capitalism. It'll be opposite. It will not be built on a corporeal profit, but it will be built on a spiritual profit. And that's why we see it in the young generation a bit. What's a spiritual profit? Dr. Lightman, that I want to live in a nice society with friends and attain the purpose of life, the purpose of creation. I want something that's not money, something that's not gold, so that's not even power and control. These are things that the young generation don't care about. I want something different, something for the soul. I don't even know what it is, but I want it. And all of your values, doesn't matter. It doesn't interest me. What can I do? That's the young generation. Nietzsche, capitalism comes from the word capital. You know, it all comes from this capital. And you're speaking about a spiritual profit. What's the spiritual capital that a person will get? Dr. Lightman, I'll feel myself free. I don't want to wake up in the morning and run to the office and move millions and billions from one account to another account and destroy this and see how all of these things are just happening that way. I don't want that. I've had enough of these games. I've evolved out of it. We've really moved away from this game of giving and trading and this market. is over. That depicts this corporeal capital, and we see how much you wanted more and more, and we saw that is good. And it's not that I give up on this desire for gaining something, but there's a new desire for gaining something else, something spiritual rather than corporeal. Dr. Lightman, yes. And so what is this spiritual capital, Dr. Lightman, that I'm free? I don't have any limitations. That I don't feel myself... So I feel myself part of society. I feel myself as part of others, and I feel them as part of me. Nitsa, so this is why we want a lot of money, so that we'll have this freedom. Dr. Lightman, you won't be just spending money to have this feeling that this whole world belongs to you. No, you can keep the money. Not something else. Anyway, we are in a state that we want to be free. Free of all this materialistic pressure. So will it change the nature of it? Nature of capitalism and competition, Dr. Lightman, there will be a different kind of competition. I won't be in this bad competition where I want to be in competition with them. It's the opposite. If I want to be free, I will want to do good for others, and I'll feel myself freed by that. So on what will the new economy be based on? On what values, Dr. Lightman? On each one having what they need to sustain themselves normally, that they won't need any more and they won't need any less. That's it. No one will want to bury themselves under all kinds of consumption, that they will have something in the fridge for another 1,000 years, and in the warehouses they'll just want to feel themselves free, liberated, that they'll be able to work on the connection between them and discover a new dimension, a spiritual dimension, a dimension of bestowal, where they're not being held by the ego, which is the opposite. If we think back, that's how they saw the world in the 60s. Dr. Lightman, I wasn't in Israel in the 60s, so I don't know. So why didn't it happen? Dr. Lightman, don't ask me, I don't know. I'm not talking about Israel, I'm talking about the world. They were speaking about all you need is love. Everything else you can throw into the sea. Let's sit and live in these good relations, with good connections. The consumerism is okay, but that's not why we're living. Dr. Lightman, what are you talking about? Where did they have this? And they had the whole hippie culture. Dr. Lightman, they had some group that discovered drugs, and that was it. Dr. Lightman, why have you given us now the drugs? Because it's clear that everyone would like to live in a world that you described. But in this description, there's something that's a bit childish, something unrealistic, something that's really, on a trip. Dr. Lightman, no one's giving it to you by force like they tried to do in Russia. You will see that there's no choice, that you will want to have it, and that it's nature wanting you to have it, that nature is the one pushing you towards it. And he says, so what's behind this method? It seems completely unrational, but when you describe it, it seems like it has a great rationality behind it. There is logic. Dr. Lightman, it's a degree above the egoistic will to receive of a person. It's above the degree of chai, the animalistic level. That they don't want the corporeal profit. corporeal benefits, that they start to see themselves existing, that they exist on a spiritual level. Oh, and so the definition of profit, of gain, will change. Dr. Lightman, yes, of course. Oh, and what is this spiritual capital that you were speaking about? Dr. Lightman, connection, equality. Nietzsche, so as a person has more connections in general, they'll feel that they'll have more spiritual capital. Dr. Lightman, yes. Nietzsche, what do these connections give a person? Dr. Lightman, it gives them a feeling that they are on a dimension that's unlimited. Nietzsche, when they have these quality connections, they'll feel themselves it's more free, they'll feel themselves spiritually richer. Dr. Lightman, yes. Oh, and in which way are they not limited? Dr. Lightman, they're not limited in any way. What do you mean by what will they be limited? Nietzsche, limitations are usually to have some kind of pleasure. Why do we want money? So that we'll get some pleasure out of it. Dr. Lightman, no. You won't have any of these limitations. The whole capitalistic method is in order to help you break limitations. But instead of that, you limit yourself and you place yourself in more boundaries. Well, we don't understand. Can you explain again? Dr. Lightman, when you have money, you don't have limits, right? And in the spiritual capital, Dr. Lightman, you won't have limitations because you are in spirituality. You are connected correctly with others and you won't feel that you're limited. Oh, and why? What are these limitations that will be released that you won't feel them? Dr. Lightman, that you feel yourself connected well with others, that they are for you and you are for them, and that you are in a world that is entirely for your benefit. So these limitations that I managed to remove from myself, it comes from this pressure from others, that we really feel others limiting me, and then I feel that money lets me have more power over others and less limitations. Okay, and then when we have the spiritual capital, we won't have this conflict. Dr. Lightman, of course you will want to give each other more opportunities to be free. Nietzsche, so it won't be limited by someone's abilities. Dr. Lightman, it will be entirely to bestow, to give, to help. And that's why there won't be any limitations. Oh, and why will people want to give and help? Dr. Lightman, because by that they will feel that they fill themselves. Oh, and filled by what? Dr. Lightman, filled with freedom. Oh, and is that the spiritual capital, freedom? Can you define this feeling? Dr. Lightman, you can't understand it. I'm sorry. Oh, and why not? Dr. Lightman, the spiritual capital is above this corporeal capital. It's above the corporeal capital. But it's not that you're working to acquire it. You're operating to attain it and give it to others. You will want to benefit others and bestow to others. Nietzsche, last question. Previously you described capitalism as releasing us from slavery. What will release us from capitalism to the next method? Dr. Lightman, the limitations of capitalism are starting to be revealed. Towards our feeling. What is capitalism, socialism, communism? It doesn't matter what it is. We measure it all according to our will to receive, according to its form. And we are now moving to a new form of the will to receive. If it wasn't changing, then you would be right. We would remain in capitalism and continue. But the problem is that we are changing. And when we change, we have no choice. You can say that capitalism is good. Why are we leaving it? It won't help. We'll leave it. Thank you, Dr. Lightman. Someone who's wealthy in spirituality, what do they have? Dr. Lightman, they have everything they want. Everything they want. It doesn't feel like anything's missing. But they're not lacking anything, and they have everything. Thank you, Owen. Thank you, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Nitsa. Nitsa, thank you. And thank you for being with us. We are in a new life, learning to live well.
Why is the material world so different from the spiritual? Why is there such a vast distance, such a discrepancy, between material life and spiritual? The fact is that these are two different worlds, a completely different form of existence, a different goal. Two different programs operate in them, work for the sake of receiving and work for the sake of bestowal. There is nothing more opposite to each other than these two principles. We are trying to somehow connect these worlds with our mind. But actually, it is possible to comprehend them only by faith above knowledge, that is, just above egoistic reason. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 28, 2020, Writings of Balha Sulam, The Freedom. Health and Medicine, Part 1. Society of Unnecessary Professions. Question: what should a person realize in the era of coronavirus? Answer: a person must realize that he has survived only the first blow of nature. Many more blows are needed to correct society, and they will follow. As a result, society will not remain the same. This will mainly concern the employment of people. The fact is that we have created a society of completely unnecessary professions. In our post-industrial world, a huge number of superfluous people have appeared, and therefore, a lot of completely unnecessary occupations, professions, and enterprises arose. We need to understand that we are in the integral sphere of nature, which strives for optimization, and it will put pressure on us, so that all unnecessary professions disappear. Looking, for example, at animal nature, we know that some number of animals must die off, the others must develop, depending on what conditions appear or disappear in nature. The same goes for us. We are part of nature, so it plays with us, sets certain new parameters for us, thereby reducing or increasing the population, occupation, and so on. Now, under the influence of the coronavirus, there is a great acceleration in the development of human society. A lot of people don't work and, in principle, they don't need to return to work. Those enterprises that are really needed have acted, are operating, and will continue to operate. And only 5% of the service sector that we have created over the past 70 years is needed. Therefore, there will be no need for it, and it will no longer return to its previous activity. The bulk of the population employed in the service sector will simply be left without work. And here we need to think about what to do with people with unnecessary professions. From CAB TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 14, 2020. Managing Stress, Part 5. How to Manage Stress? Question: there are many ways to manage stress, depending on the factor that causes it, such as breathing exercises, meditation, physical activity, cooking, breeding pets, or singing in a choir. All of this somehow distracts people and saves them from stress. Many advise crying, keeping a diary, or spending time in the company of loved ones. Yet, we see that even though all these tips help, it is only to a certain extent and only when stressful situations are local in nature. However, when there is a massive pandemic or some other cataclysm, other methods are needed. What can you recommend? Answer: I do not see eliminating the source of the problem in these methods. All of them only help to somehow calm down a little. It turns out that the cause remains, but the person as if takes a sedative and now does not feel the cause, or feels it in a half or a quarter of its strength. This is not a solution. Especially if this is a global issue concerning all the inhabitants of the earth, who after a while will no longer know where to find food or how to exist. Question: what will help them? Answer: only the revelation of the source of this phenomenon. What is the reason for such pressure on all of humanity? After all, nothing happens in nature for nothing, everything has its own reason. The search for this reason itself is already the beginning of the cure. Just as we investigate a disease and try to find a cure for it, here as well we must find out why this is happening. Only now we are investigating not bacteria, animals, or our incorrect interactions with some parts of nature, but rather the meaning of nature, what it wants to push us to. From CAB TV's Management Skills, June 25, 2020.